Welcome to Mindwalk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, Indymedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
It's a proven fact
that these forged documents existed and were being circulated amongst right-wing newspapers in Baghdad and around the world in the immediate aftermath of the fall of the Iraqi regime. Now, Senator, I gave my heart and soul to oppose the policy that you promoted. I gave my political life's blood. I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killing of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed a million Iraqis, most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis, but they died for no other reason other than that they were Iraqis, with the misfortune to be born at that time. I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11/2001. The Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Senator, in everything I said about Iraq, I turned out to be right, and you turned out to be wrong. And 100,000 people have paid with their lives, 1,600 of them American soldiers, sent to their deaths on a pack of lies, 15,000 of them wounded, many of them disabled forever on a pack of lies. If the world had listened to Kofi Annan, whose dismissal you demanded, if the world had listened to President Chirac, who you want to paint as some kind of corrupt traitor, if the world had listened to me and the anti-war movement in Britain, we would not be in the disaster that we are in today. Senator, this is the mother of all smoke screens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million you gave to American military commanders to hand out around the country without even counting it or weighing it. Have a look at the real scandal breaking in the newspapers today. revealed in the earlier testimony in this committee that the biggest sanctions busters were not me or Russian politicians or French politicians. The real sanctions busters were your own companies with the connivance of your own government.
The weather is hot on the back of my watch. The weather is hot on the back of my watch, which is down at Finkelstein's, who is gifted with three balls but no heart. But you've got to understand, when the bull goes down, or the horror, the heart is laid aside for something else. And let's not overrate an obvious decency. For even in a crap game, you may be cutting down some wobbly king of six kids and a hemorrhoid butt on his last unemployment check. And who is to say the rose is greater than the thorn? Not I, Henry. And when your love gets flabby knees and prefers flat shoes, maybe you should have stuck it into something else, like an oil well or a herd of cows. I am too old to argue. I've gone with the poem and been KO'd with the old sucker punch, round after round. But sometimes I like to think of the Kaiser or any fool full of medals and nothing else. Or the first time we read Das, or Eliot with his trousers rolled. The weather is hot on the back of my watch, which is down at Finkelstein's. But you know what they say, things are tough all over. And I remember once on a bum in Texas, I watched a crow blast. 100 farmers with 100 shotguns jerking off the sky with a giant penis of hate. And the crows came down half dead, half living, and they clubbed them to death to save their shells. But they ran out of shells before they ran out of crows. And the crows came back and walked around the pellets and stuck out their tongues and mourned their dead and elected new leaders, and then all at once flew home to fuck, to fill the gap. Thank you. You can only kill what shouldn't be there. And Finkelstein should be there, and my watch, and maybe myself. And I realized that if the poems are bad, they are supposed to be bad, and if they are good, they are likewise supposed to be, although there is a minor arc of fighting to be done. But still I am sad, because I was in this small town somewhere in the Badlands, way off course, not even wanting to be there. $2 in my wallet, and a farmer turned to me and asked me what time it was, and I wouldn't tell him. And later, they gathered them up for burning, though they were no worse than dung with feathers. Feathers and a little gasoline, and from the bottom of one pile, a not quite dead crow smiled at me. It was 4:35 p.m.
Here to eternity. Mildred Pierce reporting. I was there. I saw it. I saw women thrown down on Fifth Avenue and raped in their mink coats by blacks and whites and yellows, while street urchins stripped the rings from their fingers. A young officer stood nearby. "Aren't you going to do something?" I demanded. He looked at me and yawned. I found Colonel Bradshaw bivouacking in the Ritz. I told him bluntly what was going on. His eyes glinted shamelessly as he said, "Well, you have to take a broad general view of things." And that's what I have been doing. Taking a broad general view of American troops raping and murdering helpless civilians while American officers stand around and yawn. "You've had it a long time, lady. It's the old army game from here to eternity. It pays to pay the boys off." Tacitus describes a typical scene. If a woman or a good-looking boy fell into their hands, they were torn to pieces in the struggle for possession, and the survivors were left to cut each other's throats. "Well, there's no need to be that messy. Why waste a good-looking boy? Mother-loving American army run by old women. Many of them are religious, my God. Hanging American soldiers for raping and murdering civilians. Old Sarge bellows from here to eternity, what the bloody fucking hell are civilians for? Soldiers pay."
"Where is the line with you? Where is the line with you? Where is the line with you? Where is the line with you?" Where is the line? to have capacity for human beings.
Awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those gay men go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? On America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder.
or lease from rules in the morning.
Quinn, you in there, buddy? I got tamales, piping hot and delicious. Quinn!
Hey, have you seen Quinn? I heard about Murphy snaking his vacation.
You brought a covered dish too?
Yeah, lasagna. Thought it might cheer him up.
I made my special tamales. My secret is I simmer a cinnamon stick in with the ground beef.
I didn't know you cooked.
Well, you know, growing up, I kind of had to look after my little sisters. Our mom, you know, died.
Oh, my God.
Passed away.
That is so sad.
No, you know, inner strength.
Wow.
Inner strength!
My folks got divorced when I was in high school.
Not really the same thing, is it?
Well, no, I guess not.
Anyway, we probably can just leave these by the door. Quinn's gonna be busy with that hooker for a while.
What? A hooker?
Uh-oh!
Evil.
No, he's watching TJ Hooker.
I thought you said he was with a hooker.
He's watching TJ Hooker on television. With a prostitute.
What?
Over.
Repeat last transmission. Over. Over. Say again. Is that an over?
I say again. We have a over.
Copy. Jumper Dave, we have a over. Jumper Dave, we have a. This is not a drill. Over. Jumper Dave, come in. Over.
Evil.
I gave my heart and soul to stop you, and it is a disaster that you disconnect in invading Iraq. I told the world that Iraq is contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world that Iran had no connection with Al-Qaeda.
Quinn, open this freaking... Did it open this door right this freaking second?
Uh-oh. Kofi Annan, whose dismissal you demanded.
Tamales?
If the world had listened to President Chirac, who you want to paint as some kind of corrupt traitor, if the world had listened to me and the anti-war movement in Britain, we would not be in the disaster that we are in today. Senator, this is the mother of all smoke screens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer.
Not again.
Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. The real sanctions busters were your own companies with the connivance of your own government.
Bebop Cola, go Grizzly, or go home.
Quinn! I know you've got a hooker in there! Open this damn door! Quinn! Quinn!
Whoa, 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 whoa! Woman, what is wrong with you?
Who in the hell do you think you are in there with a hooker?
What are you talking about? I'm right here. No hooker.
Well, Marco said...
Quinn, I made you tamales.
Mama Marquez's famous tamales?
With just a pinch of cinnamon.
Wait a damn minute.
Cinnamon.
Why did you tell me he was in there with a hooker?
Well, that's what I do when I'm on vacation.
And who the f*** painted my door?
Uh-oh.
Shut up!
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.